We don't want to survive the pandemic.
We want to find ways to thrive.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Ruben and this is my dad. And we want to talk about what it means to thrive through times of crisis.
So yeah, we wanted to invite you into our conversation on that, what it means to thrive when the whole world's against you. And yeah, to explore ways. What things can we learn in this time that could result in thriving? Obviously, not a surprise to anyone to say there's loads of stuff in the world today that really would make that a surprising thing, that there's things working against us, against that ability to thrive, all sorts of struggles. But I think in the midst of that, it must be possible. So let's have a conversation about that. I know that the struggles that you're facing right now are important, and everyone is experiencing all sorts of struggles in all sorts of different ways. But I want to invite you into our conversation over that. So just a little bit of a window into the struggles for us. Ruben, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so at the moment we're shielding because I don't have an immune system. So the government have classed me as vulnerable to coronavirus. So we're stuck at home. We've been stuck at home for 6 weeks. And we're still trying to find ways to entertain ourselves. I'm trying to figure out all the ways that we can do that possible.
Yeah, so none of us are going outside of the walls of our kind of garden, which is a little bit awkward when it comes to even parcel deliveries. You know, please stay at the end of the drive.
Stay away from the box.
Step away from the box. So, yeah, all sorts of things I'm sure that you're familiar with as well. One of those things we've kind of entertained ourselves with is being in the garden. To be honest, I've got to confess, for me, not a normal place that you'd find me trying to entertain myself. But it has generally involved chopping down big trees and things with a chainsaw. So that's made it
exciting,
interesting.
Yeah.
More exciting, exactly. More danger, more exciting, things go together. One of the things we were doing just this last weekend was clearing the ground to plant a few more plants because there was an area where that had nothing in it. I found something a little bit surprising actually, because it was right next to a fairly decent sized bush, I reckon 10 feet, something like that.
Twice the size of Dad at least.
All right, thanks very much. Three times your size. Fairly decent bush. And then right next to that, there was a smaller one. I don't know, maybe 4 foot or something like that. And then as we cleared the ground to plant more, we discovered there was another bush, or what should have been a bush, I think, lying along the floor. And actually, it was still alive. And as we kind of tried to stand it up, I don't know, maybe it was a foot and a half.
Barely surviving.
But what really surprised us about that, actually, was the fact that that 10-foot bush and that 4-foot bush and that 1.5-foot bush actually were exactly the same plant. And in fact, they were planted at exactly the same time, maybe about 8 years ago, something like that. So all of those plants planted in the same bush, same place, at the same time, completely different. And you've got this one 10-foot one that's really thriving, and this other one, of these other two that, well, they haven't done quite so well.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, especially during this, I've felt like that tree that's lying on the floor. That is, like, it's hard enough just to keep going, keep getting through what we're doing each day. Never mind trying to grow. I've always wanted to be a little bit taller, but how do I do that? Why would I try to do that when it's hard enough to try and survive?
Yeah, I guess these plants remind us of that kind of biblical image of a tree. A tree that is planted by a stream and a tree that really thrives and grows. I'm thinking particularly of one where it's told in Jeremiah 17, where that tree, it says, is planted by a stream. And it describes that tree as a man who trusts in the Lord, particularly actually in that case, as opposed to trusting in man. Mm. Trusts in the Lord, and that life comes from the fact that it's by a stream. So in Jeremiah 17, it talks about how even when there's drought coming, or even when there's heat coming, still that tree manages to thrive. Still it manages to be green and bear fruit, and to be alive, even in the midst of those external circumstances. But so, yeah, what we're talking about here is moving from surviving to thriving. That's a movement. And that, to be honest, that's not to say that surviving's not good. Surviving's great. And certainly getting through all of this, coping, managing to get through all of this and survive would be a great success.
Massive achievement.
Big goals. But in the end, you kind of go, well, do you know what? I think this picture of the tree, the picture of the plant, gives us a bigger vision than that, bigger hope than that, that yeah. whatever happens, we can thrive. We talk a lot these days about resilience. I think that word is around there as well, which also is good. Surviving is good. Resilience is good. You know, that kind of resilience is that ability to get back to the way you were when pressures come and difficulties come, the ability to keep going as you are. But it seems to me that thriving is even more than resilience. It's even more than that.
Yeah.
Because it's saying, it's not just about, yes, your growing word. It's not just about
staying where you are,
being the same, managing to stay the same. Although, again, that's really, really good. But there's, a bigger vision from that, to grow and to thrive in the midst of it. It's possible.
Yeah. And, it's like Archie's, I guess. There isn't a stream, but there's lots of rain. It has been over the past couple of days. So really drawing from outside of themselves. And we were reflecting that this is actually a picture of us as well. That if I particularly physically look into myself and look inside myself, that I actually see, what do I see? A broken immune system. I see, I've messed things up a lot, but actually that if I trust in the Lord, if I draw my strength from God and not from myself and what I am capable of, that actually there's a lot more room for growth and for thriving.
Yeah, I think that's true. And that sense of, I often feels like we get told these days that we've got to look inside ourselves, that we've got to be true to who we really are, and that we've got to find strength from within and that sort of thing. I just feel like this picture of a tree really is saying, well, do you know what, you're not going to find the resources in the end inside yourself. And your example is true for all of us in many ways, that we don't have what it takes to thrive in and of ourselves. Yeah. Actually, we've got to push out and we've got to draw life from outside of ourselves, which, and certainly in this picture of a tree, drawing that life means that it comes from God.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we came up with what we thought were five, a good start of five spiritual practices to thrive in a time of crisis, didn't we? So our first one was being present in God's presence, and how being with God, what does that look like, and how can that help us thrive? Delighting in God's word, what does it mean to thrive and to enjoy God's word? Pausing in prayer, we're going to look at what even is prayer, and what does that mean as it helps us grow as who we are? Growing real relationships. So why do relationships help us grow? Why do we need relationships? And or what are real ones? And finally, we want to look at flowing in fruitfulness. So what does it mean to get to a point of thriving that actually we flow and we produce fruit? What does that mean? What does that look like?
Yeah, cool. That sounds like a good start for 10, doesn't it? To begin to think about what thriving could look like. So we're going to have a conversation. Actually, we're also going to invite other people in on that conversation as well, and interview them to help us to learn. And we invite you on that journey with us to learn what it means to thrive. So this first one, being present in God's presence, we're going to talk to a guy called Johnny. Johnny is a graphic designer and an artist, but he's also a spiritual director. In fact, he trains other spiritual directors and mentors them as well. So I reckon that he's going to have some pretty decent stuff to help us with thinking about what it means to be present with God's presence and how that helps us to thrive.
Yeah, so please join us on our journey from surviving to thriving as we journey through these five things and what that looks like to grow in this time of crisis. Thanks for watching, and please join us next time.
See you next time.